Overview of the cardiac cycle. The animations show the propagation of electrical impulses from the sinoatrial node through the myocardium, along with corresponding changes in aortic, atrial, and ventricular pressures and in ventricular volume. Mechanism of acidosis and hyperkalemia. In intracellular acidosis, the concentration of hydrogen inside the cell increases. Acidosis results in the transcellular shift of intracellular potassium to the extracellular fluid compartment, leading to hyperkalemia. Welcome to this supplemental radiation safety training course that is mandatory for all employees working with PET CT systems. This training is intended to build upon the general radiation safety training that you receive annually. During this course, you will learn additional radiation safety practices and procedures that must be observed whenever working with PET CT systems. Consider the gold standard for the diagnosis of all forms of malaria. Here, a blood smear is taken and analyzed to diagnose species, concentration of species, as well as any trace of anemia. Mechanism of action of class 1 antiarrhythmic medications. Class 1 antiarrhythmic medications block sodium channels, preventing the efflux of intracellular sodium into the cellular space. Blocking sodium channels prolongs the duration of the cardiac action potential and the effective refractory period. This design enables wide gaps between the rotor and the housing over the entire speed and flow operating ranges, resulting in better blood handling. Our technology uniquely enables an intrinsic pulse by rapidly changing rotor speeds while maintaining pump gaps. Intrinsic pulsatility enables pump washing and helps minimize areas of stasis in the pump, potentially reducing the risk of thrombus.